Why reimagining democracy? Across Europe and the Americas, educated people were familiar from the start of our period with the concept of democracy. It was primarily associated with the ancient world, especially with Greece, but also with Republican Rome. It was from those experiences that many negative images of democracy came. It was broadly understood to mean regarding everyone as equal, or everyone as equally entitled to govern, or in its most perverse form as the special right of the non-elite to govern or mob rule. Since the ancient world blurred politics and society, the term referred both to the nature of decision-making and to the social order within which those processes were set. If the modern tendency is to think that democracy means elections, the classical sense related more to a socio-political order in which equality held sway, in which, as Aristotle put it, those who were equal in one respect thought they should be equal in all respects. Both its classical critics and the learned audience informed by those critics understood democracy to be populist, bellicose, turbulent and unstable, prose to give rise to tyranny of the mob or tyranny by demagogues who played to the mob, or of strong men who rose to power because they could master the mob. The term was not exclusively used in an ancient context. Democracy was also used to describe primitive polities. European commentary on America in the 18th century often described the political orders there as democratic, but generally with a sense that as they developed, they would take a more variegated, less egalitarian form that would generate the basis for an aristocracy and ultimately a monarchy. One context in which democracy was given a more positive evaluation was when it was embraced as a component part of systems of mixed government and the balance of powers, a celebration of the mutually restraining orders of monarchy, aristocracy and democracy, ruled by the one, the few and the many. In Britain, at least, that was identified in terms of crown, lords and commons.